Thank you very much, Ray Kornfeld and the staff at Toilet and Adaf, for giving me the opportunity to discuss in detail the halachas of Eruv Hatzeres. 2 weeks ago here on Toilet and Adaf, Rav Koenig gave a concise summary of the halachas of Eruv Hatzeres. And after such a beautiful summary, I think we can allow ourselves already to feel comfortable with the concepts, and I'm only going to introduce a few of the concepts again, the ones that we are going to be dealing with, in order to understand our discussion. The basic rule is that there is an Isser L'Tauto Nibayis L'Chatzer. Nigmar and Shabbos Avav Amar Aleph, the Gemara tells us that since in a Chatzer, in a courtyard, there is the jurisdiction of more than one person, there are a few families and houses that open into this one courtyard, therefore it is similar to a Rishus HaRabim. Therefore the Chachamim said, we are not going to be allowed to carry from our house into a Chasser, which is a public jurisdiction. It is similar to a Rishus HaRabim, which would be an Isser Torah, and therefore you are not allowed to carry from your house to there. The answer, the way to be allowed to carry in such an area in that Chasser, would be to make an Eruv Chaseris. This is a Takana from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is Masakim, that with an Eruv Chaseris, you take a certain amount of lechem. We learned this throughout our parak, that you need bread for an Eruv Chaseris. You are maknet, you give it to every single person who lives in the entire chaser. Everybody conjunctively owns this loaf of bread. You place that loaf of bread in one of the houses in the chaser. It is as if everybody is living in that one house. At that point, the entire chatzar becomes a jurisdiction which is pertaining only to this one house, which happens to have a lot of people living in it. Now it is no longer a public jurisdiction. It does not resemble a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you will be allowed to carry from your house into that chatzar. And everybody in the entire chatzar, and from all the houses they are allowed to carry into that chatzar, they are all now one large family, and the chatzar belongs to this family. This works when all of the people living in the chatzar can be part of the Eruv. The Gemara in Perek Adar, the Mishnah begins to tell us that there is going to be a problem if we have a goy living in our chatzar. What is the problem of having a goy in the chatzar? The Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Samach Beis Amar Aleph, the Gemara tells us that truthfully there is no problem with having a goy living in the chatzar. A goy is like a diras behema. It's like a stable where you have animals. It does not take over jurisdiction in the chatzar. We don't have to be misyaches. We do not have to look at it as if he is another one of the people who owns this chatzar. However, the chachamim were worried that there was a situation where yidden would be living amongst the goyim. And in order to prevent this situation, the Rabbanan created an isser and gave the goy a classification as if he does have a dira in this chatzar. He does have jurisdiction, and then you are going to have to make an Eruv Chaseris and include the goy. The problem is that you cannot include a goy in an Eruv Chaseris. He is not accepted as part of this large family, which is supposed to be joined together, symbolized by that bread which is conjunctively owned. A goy cannot be included in the family of Yidden. And this was all part of the cheshbon of the Chachamim when they created the Isser of a goy in the Chatzar. They said that you have to ask the goy to be Sercher his Rishus. You have to rent from him the ability to use the Chatzar. This can be explained as such. Every house in the Chatzar truly has a right to use the Chatzar. Since my door opens into the Chatzar, I'm allowed to carry in the Chatzar. That is my right in the Chatzar. The goy, the Rabbanim gave him the right to use as if his right to use the chatzar is considered a problem for Hilchas Eruvin. You can go to the goy and you can pay him, and then he relinquishes his rights to use the chatzar, his ownership of that chatzar. He doesn't really own it, but the fact that he has a house gives him a quasi-ownership in this chatzar. At this point, he rents to you that quasi-ownership, and if he comes into the chatzar, he is your guest. But the chatzar belongs completely to you. Then you can make an Eruv together with everybody else, all of the other yidden that are living in the chatzar, and then you'll be able to carry. This takana works. The Chachamim did not want the yidden living with the goyim. This takana works because, in general, a goy will not be willing to rent his house out to the yidden, or to rent his chatzar to the yidden, and therefore they will not be able to carry in a chatzar with the goyim. The Rabbanan wanted that this situation would occur, and therefore you would have to leave the chatzar and not live amongst the goyim. The exception to this rule is brought in the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. If there is one Yid living in a chatzah with one guy, the Rabbanon weren't geyser. This falls under the rules of Davar She'eino Shchiach. It is not common that one Yid will live together with one guy in a chatzah, for the simple reason that the sakanas nefashos, when nobody else can see you and protect you, and you're living alone with the guy. Therefore, this situation is uncommon, it is lo shchiach, and the Rabbanon did not make their takanas in a situation which is lo shchiach. What happens if you have the guy in your chatzah, and we said you can be seicher rishus, you can rent from him his quasi-ownership in this chatzah? However, the guy is not masking. What happens when the guy says, I'm not willing to rent to you my rights in the chatzah? Like the Chachamim expected, he was not willing to do so. Is there any way around the guy? The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph brings us two options. The Gemara tells us in the first situation in the Gemara that there's a possibility of bittul rishus. What does this mean? Bittul rishus is a concept that we discussed often in the Gemara in Perek Hadar. When you have two yidden living alone in a chatzah, and they forgot to make an eruv. The Rabbanan said, each one of you has this quasi-ownership in the chatzah, and in Zerishus HaRabim, one of you, even on Shabbos, is allowed to be Nevatel Rishus. That means I relinquish my ownership. A guy is not allowed to do so, we have to rent his ownership, but a yid is allowed to say, I relinquish my quasi-ownership in the chatzah, and I allow you to have the whole chatzah. At that point, the other Jew living in the chatzah is now the sole owner of the chatzah, and he is allowed to carry from his house to the chatzah. Of course, in this situation, the yid that was mevatel, the one who relinquished his ownership, is not going to be able to carry from his house to the chatzah. The Gemara discusses the possibility, through the duration of Shabbos, of maybe being able to be mevatel rishus back and forth. One can give his ownership to the other. He will do what he needs in the chatzah, and then he will give back the ownership to the other, and then he can do what he needs. The Gemara discusses this in regards to a yid. It does not work in regards to a goy. But on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that there is a possibility, when there are two yidden and a goy living in the chatzah, to use bittul rishus to get around the problem of the goy's ownership of the chatzah. If one yid is mevatel his quasi-ownership to the other, he now is mistalik, he pulls himself out of the chatzah. At this point, the situation in the chatzah is, his friend has his ownership in the chatzah, and the goy has his ownership in the chatzah. But it's a one-on-one situation. And the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph told us that if it's a one-on-one, then it is okay. This is a davar shel loy shchiach, it is not common. And the Chachamim were not geyzer that this goy should be considered a ownership in the chatzah at all. We go back to the original din, which was the pashtus, that the goy does not aser in the chatzah, since diras goy kidiras behema. This would work, the Gemara says, technically. But we have two problems the Gemara mentions. In each one of these problems, the Gemara actually comes up with an answer, but it is nifsak in halacha that the questions were stronger than the answers of the Gemara. And there are two reasons why this should not work. The first reason, the more obvious of the two, is that if you have two Jews living in a chatzah with a goy, that is a very common situation. Just because one relinquished his ownership to the other, that doesn't remove him from the chatzah, he's still living here. The whole reason of the Gzeres Chachamim was that you should not be living with the goy. Even if technically you managed to wheedle out of the rules of the halacha, of the Chachamim, with the goy in the chatzah, you did not manage to take care of the problem that the Yidden are going to be living with the goy. Therefore, the Chachamim's ta'am, their reason for the Gzeira, does apply, and it is going to be usher even if one is mevatel to the other. The second problem brought in the Gemara, with being mevatel rishus from one to the other, is that yishakach toiras eruv. If you enable people to play games like this, they will never have to make an eruv chatzeris. Each time, one will be mevatel to the other, they'll get rid of the guy, and no longer will we need an Erev Chatzeres. In order that the din of Erev Chatzeres should not be forgotten, we have to create a situation where there is a necessity for an Erev. Therefore, the Gemara says, you should not rely on the bittul from one yid to the other to eliminate the problem of having the guy in the chatzah. These are the two problems that the Gemara had with trying to be mevatel one yid to the other. There's a second possibility in the Gemara. Rava brings on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Rava says the second possibility is that you should get friendly with the good. Likarev le. One of these yidden should pretend, obviously the Gemara doesn't want them being too friendly, but he should go over to the guy and he should become his friend, and he should ask the guy for permission to use his house. I want to put something down, I forgot my key at home, can I put my bag down in your house until I go get my key? Any use of the guy's house is going to put him in a situation where he is kishchiroi v'likitoi. What does this mean? Shchiroi v'likitoi are two types of workers. A sachir is somebody who works for the guy throughout the year. A lakit is somebody who works for him during the times of harvest in the fields. If somebody works for the guy, shchiroi v'likitoi, and he is allowed to wander around the guy's house because he works for him, he then takes on a classification as if he can be maskir, he can rent away from the guy his right to the chatzah without the guy's permission. We will discuss if he can do it against his will soon. But without his permission, certainly, the sachir, or the lakit, is allowed to rent out the permission of the guy and allow somebody to use the chatzah on Shabbos. If you have permission to use the guy's house, Rava says, even if you just ask him to put something down, and he allows you free rein in his house to put it wherever you want, this is going to be enough. Even if he tells you that this is a good place, as long as he doesn't specify, you can only stay here in this corner, if he gives you free rein, but he says this is a good place to put it, you be'etzem have reshus in his house. Since you have reshus in his house, you're like Sirub Lakita. It is if you also have a part of his household, and then this one yid, who now has permission in the guy's house, can be maskir, can rent the guy's quasi-ownership in the chatzah to his friend. Then he'll be able to make an eruv with his friend, and it's as if the guy no longer exists. This is the second possibility in the Gemara, how to get rid of the guy from the chatzah, even when he's not willing to be maskir his rishus to you. Now, the question arises in the Rishonim, it's Machlaikis, in the Achronim, it's discussed, how does Shirei V'Lakitoi work? How does it work that just because I'm allowed to be in his house, I'm allowed to walk around, that gives me the ability to rent out his quasi-ownership in the Chatzar, as if he doesn't exist? There are two ways that this might work. One way is it might work as Shlichus. This is a Machlaikis, the Rashba brings both days, the Meiri, which we brought in the Maya Makremet as well, brings both days. There are two ways this could work. One is with Shlichus. Since I have now some sort of relationship to the guy, that I am allowed to use his house, it is as if I'm part of his household. At that point, on his behalf, b'shlichusai, I am able to rent out the reshus to the other yid, and I rent him on behalf of the guy, the quasi-ownership in the chatzah. That's one possibility. The other possibility brought in the Rishonim is that it could be that this ownership, being able to move around the guy's house and use his house, even if it was with his permission, it's as if I am now an owner of this house to a certain extent in regards to Erevin. The Beis Yosef says it is only in regards to Erevin. It is as if I am now also an owner of this house. At that point, I can be master, the quasi-ownership in the chatzar, because that ownership truly belongs to the house and not to the guy. So if I am also part of this household, and I am a Baal HaBayis here, I own this house, I can be maskir this house's ownership in the chatzah. I am acting as a Baal HaBayis, not on behalf of the guy owner. Now there are a few differences between these two mahalchim. One difference between these two mahalchim should be if the guy is not maskir. The guy knows that you're trying to be maskir reshus, and he says, I don't let. But you're Sirei V'Lakitoi, you have some sort of relationship to his house, are you allowed to do this against his will? If you are doing it as a shliach, you can't do it against his will, he told you not to. If you are doing it as a Baal HaBayis, as if you are the one in charge, because you also have reshus to use this house, then what do I care if he's maskim or not maskim? He can agree or disagree, I have ownership over this house, which means I have the quasi-ownership in the chatzah, and I can rent it out to the other yidden. There is another nafkamina, which should be a nafkamina between these two possibilities, between shlichus and being a Baal HaBayis. if the Sachir and Lokit can make an Eruv. If you say that he is a Shliach, that means he has to rent out the ownership in the Chatzar on behalf of the guy. He cannot make an Eruv himself together with the other Yin as a Shliach of the guy. A guy is not allowed to be part of the Eruv. But if he's acting as a Balabayas, because his ownership in this house is enough to make him an owner of that quasi-ownership in the Chatzar, as an owner in the house and an owner in the Chatzar, if he makes an Eruv together with everybody, he doesn't have to rent it anywhere. He is already part of the Eruv. And his house, which belongs to the Goy, but his power in the house, is enough to put together an Eruv with the other Yidden in the Chatzar. Two possible differences in Halacha, depending on these two explanations of Schira v'Lekita. A third nafkamina, a third possible difference in Halacha, will be what happens if a person is working for the guy, he is Schira v'Lekita, and he rents out the house to the Yidden in the Chatzar. The next day, the guy comes over and he fires him. He's no longer his worker. If the Yid was acting as a Shliach for the guy, what he did technically was, he transferred this quasi-ownership on behalf of the guy to the other Yidden in the Chatzar. That transfer took place yesterday. And the ownership of the guy is Kayam today as well. Therefore, that Schirus, that renting of the permission in the Chatzar, will continue as long as this guy owns the Chatzar. The Schirus does not have to work for him anymore. However, if he's acting as a Balabais, if it's his ownership in the Chatzar that allows him to rent it out to somebody else or to make an Eruv with the other Yidden in the Chatzar, once he's fired, he is no longer a Balabais. He no longer has control. And we are going to eliminate him from the picture. The guy comes back as the quasi-owner of the Chatzar, and we're back where we started. We do not have an Eruv Chaseris. How do we paskin in regards to this question? This is a little complicated. There is a stira, a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Shin Pei Beis and Siman in Sif Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that you are allowed, bal korchoi of the guy, to rent from his schiroi v'lekita. His worker is allowed, against the will of the guy, to rent out the reshus of the chatzah to the other yin. This clearly says that he's a balabait. He doesn't have to be a shaliach. The guy is standing there screaming, I'm not willing. And afapikin, we say that he's allowed to rent out the house. Or at least the reshus in the chatzah. The problem is that in Sif Yud Beis, the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that he is not allowed to make an Eruv with the other Yidden in the Chatzar. Schira v'Lekita, he has to rent the Reshus to the other Yidden in the Chatzar. This points to the fact that he's acting on behalf of the guy. Since he's on behalf of the guy and the guy cannot be part of the Eruv, he has to rent the power in the Chatzar to some other Yid in order to make an Eruv. It won't be enough for him to make an Eruv himself. This is a direct contradiction to the previous Sif. In Sif Yud Gimel, the following Sif, Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, it says that he is acting as a Shliach. And in Sif Yud Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the halacha as such. If Reuven rented for the guy his chatzah because he was Sira v'Lekita and he's fired, the Sirus remains and the Eruv is kosher as long as this guy is the owner of the house. We don't need the Sira v'Lekita anymore. Again, indicating that we are talking about a Sirus that works on behalf of the guy. You don't need his Shliach, his messenger, anymore. Because of this Sira, to Sif Yud Aleph, the Bir Halacha, in Divrei HaMashkel, Kevan She'ena Kishluchoi, the Bir Halacha explains that it is true that the Yid is working on behalf of the guy as his Shliach, but he is able to do it against the will of this guy. For the reason, the Chachamim were mesakin that it works. Although technically there is no way you can be somebody's Shliach Bal Korcha, you can't be a messenger without his permission. In this specific situation, the Rabbanon allowed and gave the Sira, the Lekitoi, enough power to be maskir. But it is working as a Shlichus. We see from this Bir Halacha that the Koyach, the power of Sira v'Lekitoi, is only a power of Shlichus. It is not because he is a Balabayas himself. This is the second way that the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel tells us that we can eliminate the goy from the situation. Al yedei silus from his schiroi v'lekitoi, renting from his shaliach, his messenger, even against his will, you are allowed to rent his koach, his power, his jurisdiction in this chatzah. There is a third possibility. This possibility is brought in the Gemara in reference to other halachas. However, it is applicable here, the Mefarshim and the Pesukim can bring. There is a concept of a maskir that has tfisas yad. If I am renting my house to a goy, the truth is I can be renting it to another yid, it wouldn't matter in this instance, but we'll talk about where I rented my house to a goy. The house now technically belongs to him for a certain period of time. However, if I am still using the house in any which way, it is brought tfisas yad, which is literally translated, I'm grabbing with my hand, I am still using the house, I have my own items in the house, I am using it for storage, I am now considered as well an owner in the house. I am more important because that house belongs to me. If I don't use the house, and I gave it all to him, and there's nothing of mine in the house, I gave over my ownership. But if I retain ownership by leaving my own property inside the house is still mine. And I can make an Eruv, not like a Sechira V'Lekitoi, I can make an Eruv with the other Yidden in the Chatzar, because I am the Baal HaBayis. The difference between Sechira V'Lekitoi and Maskir B'Tfisas Yad is very, very clear. Maskir, I am the owner, I am the Baal HaBayis. Sechira V'Lekitoi, I'm acting on behalf of the Goy. By Sechira V'Lekitoi, I have to have permission to use his entire house. Because if I can only use a small area, I can't act as his shliach to be maskir. I don't have proper ownership on the house. I don't have proper relationship to the guy in his whole house to be able to maskir, to rent it out away from him. However, if I am the Baal HaBayis, if I am the owner of the house, all I'm trying to do is retain my shame bailin, my classification as the owner. I can do that even in one small corner. If I left something in the corner of the house and he can't remove it, or he didn't remove it, that is enough to consider that I retain my ownership, and I can still either be maskir, because it's my house, or I can make an Eruv together with the other yidden that are living in this chatzah. These differences between the halachas of maskir and the halachas of schir v'lekitoi are delineated clearly in the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe we brought in the Maran Mekremes, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. It is as well brought down in the Tshuva's Avkas Reichel, in the Tshuva from the Yitzchak Karois, the uncle of the Beis Yosef. He brings down as well these nafkaminas, these chilukim, between Sechira V'Lekitoi and Maskir B'Tfisas Yad. These are the possibilities brought in the Gemara, how I can retain ownership or be Maskir away from the guy, even if he's not Maskir. There's another possibility brought in the Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, tells us a story. The Talmidim of Rav Chanina, came to a pundak. It was a hotel, and there was one of the rooms in the hotel which was rented out to a guy, but the guy wasn't there. They went looking for him. They wanted to be maskir from him, the reshus in the chatzar, so that they could carry in the area surrounding this pundak. However, the guy wasn't there. The Gemara says that they decided what they're going to do, and Rav Apis paskened in the Gemara that it was correct. They went to the owner of the hotel, who had the right, in the middle of the rental, to tell the person who's in that room to please leave. This was discussed as well 2 weeks ago by Rav Koenig, that he has the right to move into another room or to tell him to leave altogether. This is a situation, the Gemara tells us, where you can rent from the maskir as well. The question arises, is this considered to be like maskir b'tfisas yad? Is this considered to be where he has complete ownership on this apartment, on this hotel room, because he could tell the guy to leave? It is his. It sounds like the halach of maskir b'tfisas yad, where he is maskir with the power of a Baal HaBayis. Or is it only a din similar to the halacha of schir v'lekitoi? Since he could technically ask this guy to leave, he could force this guy to leave that room, he therefore still has somewhat quasi-jurisdiction in the room, and he can rent it out on behalf of the guy that rented the room. This is a machlekes in the Rishonim. The Ritva says that it is midin schir v'lekitoi. This guy is acting the person who owns the hotel is acting on behalf of the people that were renting the rooms. He is not the owner, the balabayas of those rooms. He does not have a tfisas yad. He doesn't have a real grasp on the room anymore. He rented it out. The fact that he could force the man to leave, that is what gives him the ability to rent it out in his stead. However, it doesn't work as a balabayas. You are not using it right now. You did not retain your ownership on this room. The Rashba, on the other hand, says clearly that it is working midin bal habayis. The implication of the Rashba is, as a matter of fact, what he is doing is, momentarily, he is throwing this guy out of the room, bringing back his complete ownership of the room, and then he rents it out to the yid who wants to make an eruv. Then he re-rents the room to the guy who was staying there. That is apparently how the Rashba understood this din. The Ritva holds it is shlichus, he is on behalf of the guy that was renting, and the Rashba holds, no, the room is completely his. In the Shulchan Aruch, the juxtaposition of the halachis of Sphira Vilikita and the halachis of a maskir, like the one in the Punduk that we're discussing, they are brought together in the same sif in Shinpei Beis, Sif Yud Beis, implying that these halachas are similar, like the Ritva told us, he is acting as a shaliach and not as a balabais. This is going to be very important to us in the Hamshach of our discussion. Until now we have discussed how to eliminate the goy from a chatzar when we have yidden living in the chatzar together with the goy. You can either rent the rishus from him. If he is not maskim, you can rent the rishus from his schirah v'lekitoy. If he is not, you are not able to use schirah v'lekitoy, you can try to get permission in his house, then you become schirah v'lekitoy. You can rent it from the maskir. If he has tfisas yad, for sure you can rent from him. It's his house. And if you can throw him out, apparently the Shulchan Aruch paskin, like the Ritva, he's also a shliach of the renter. The first possibility, which I left out, was that you are allowed to be mevatel rishus. One yid is mevatel his rishus to the other, leaving the other yid alone in the chatzar with the guy, and then it is considered one yid and one goy, which is a davar shaloi shchiach, not common, but rabbanan were not goyzer. I put this last because we do not paskin this halacha in general. And we're going to discuss a possibility where we might be able to use it anyway. Let us now transfer our discussion to a citywide eruv. What happens when you have a citywide eruv, which in general, if not always, includes a tremendous amount, or at least some, goyim who live in the area? How are you going to be able to eradicate the goyim from this area, eliminate their bailus, their quasi-ownership on the streets of the city? So, the first possibility is bitul rishus, that we're going to discuss later. It's not very practical that every yid should go to every other yid and tell him, I'm a vatal to you, I'm a vatal to you, and one yid is going to become the owner of all of the yidin rishus in the streets of the city. It's very impractical. They should all come to one person and give him their bailus. We said we don't paskin this halacha, and we'll get to it later exactly how it is. We might be able to use this anyway. The second possibility of sphira v'lekita. Well, it is very impractical to send somebody around to ask permission from every guy in the city, can I please use your house? It would not work anyway, because if the guy moves out of the house, gets somebody else, gets a renter, you are going to have problems anyway of sphira v'lekita if you go to each individual guy. However, there is a possibility brought in the Rishonim. The Rashba brings this Shaila in Chelek Aleph Chuba Tuf Reish Chav Vav. He talks about it in Chelek Hey. The Rivashan Tuf Chav Zayin talks about this halacha. The Marasham discusses it. The Rishonim, in general, the majority of Rishonim bring down this possibility. Maybe you can go to the government, the king, or the Sar Ha'ir. He owns the whole city. And he, as the owner of the whole city, will be able to rent to you the ownership of the streets in place of the guy that owns the individual houses. Since he is allowed to go into the guy's house and use it anytime he wants, or even if he's allowed to use the guy's house in times of war, or in extenuating circumstances he could go in and put something down and use the guy's house, he now becomes kisiroi vilikitoi. He becomes like a worker for the guy, being that he has permission in the guy's house, and although he didn't do it with permission of the guy didn't tell him he can, And if it works as a shlichus, as a messenger from the goy, it only makes sense that the goy has to allow him into the house. This is not a problem. The Bir Halacha already explained this we can do against his will. It's akonas chachamim, you are allowed to make a shlichus against his will. So maybe we can go to the king and ask the king, who has permission to use the goy's house, to rent to us the permission in the streets that the goy has this quasi-ownership in the streets of the city. The Rishonim discussed this at length. Some of the Rishonim say it does work, some of them say it doesn't work, and if you look through the Rishonim, the majority of them are saying the same thing. If you have an Adon Ha'ir, you have somebody who really has the power to go into their houses and use their houses, even if he doesn't own their houses, but he can use them if he wishes in times of war, then you will be able to rent from him the rishus in the streets, the quasi-ownership of the goyim, since he is allowed to use the goy's house. He is like Sfiroi v'Nikitoi. The only change in this halacha that we find is in the Shuta Maharsham and the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Vav. They both bring down that it's not enough that the king can use his house in times of war. The king has to be the bailin. He has to be strong enough to go in whenever he wants. And even though the king only has permission in times of war, Marsham says, if he can create a war and bring about the situation where he'd be able to go into the guy's house, that's considered he has enough permission to use the house. He could bring about the situation and then go in. That's considered enough to be siroi v'lekite and rent the house or the permission in the streets away from the guy without his permission, acting as his shliach. This worked in the times of the Rishonim when there was a concept of an Adon Ha'ir, a paritz, a melech, a king. But in our democratic days, we have a problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Sadi Aleph in Sifkot and Yirches tells us that if it requires a parliament, he calls it a politia, it requires a group decision to be able to make a war or allow permission to be able to go into people's houses, you're not going to be able to use the king, the president, or the Sar Ha'ir to make a Siras Rishus. Since alone he does not have the power over the guy's house, he cannot act on his behalf and rent the use of the streets to the Yid to make an Eruv. This truly does cause a problem, halacha l'maisa, because nowadays it is very difficult to be able to find somebody who really has unlimited power on his own to be able to go into a person's house. The Poskim Shabbos Manenu discuss the possibility of using a group effort. All of the people required to get the permission can rent the rishus together as a group, and then you can rent it from them and make an Eruv Chatzeres. The truth is, in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Pei Beis, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a Sarayir. In some Shin Sadi Aleph, the Beis Yosef and Shin Pei Beis, the Mechaber talks about the halacha of Sar Ha'ir. He does not mention the detail of the Maharsham and the Chacham Tzvi that the king has to be able to bring about the situation on his own. All he mentions is that if this ruling power has the ability to go into people's houses, b'shas milchama, and b'shas milchama is going to be enough. Even Lekitoy, the case of the Gemara, was only allowed into the guy's house during the harvest times. As long as under certain situations he will be able to go into the guy's house and use the house without his permission, that is going to be enough for Sechira v'Lekita. The truth is, there is another possibility. There are a lot of laws. I researched a little bit the laws of the different countries. There are a lot of countries where the law allows a police officer or certain officials to enter somebody's house for certain reasons. One of the reasons, which is very common, which is brought in the laws of many countries, is for the protection of other people or the protection of the state. You would be allowed to go into somebody's house even without a search warrant and any permissions. You can get your permissions later, but if it's an emergency, if it is for the protection of the state or other people's rights, you would be allowed to enter somebody else's property without a warrant or permission from a judge or the government. If this is true, you have a situation where, not according to the Maharsham, but according to the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, there are situations where a police officer or a tax officer would be allowed to go into somebody's house without his permission. You could rent permission, rishus, in the streets from this police officer or a police commissioner, or maybe from a judge who has the right to issue a search warrant. These people, you might be able to be seicher rishus from them. Of course, this is not according to the Marsham. According to the Marsham, you will need a situation where this person, this power, could bring about his own right to go into that guy's house. If you think about it, it could be possible that a person for the protection of the Medina, of the state, would be able to create a situation where they are going to make a parade in the street, and they are going to close the street for certain reasons, and then they would have a situation where, for security reasons, they have to go into the houses along the street. For security reasons, for checking, to put policemen inside for protection. In such a situation, you would also have permission, according to the Marsham, to rent his quasi-bailus, his quasi-ownership, from this power, and then you could make an eruv chatzeres in the entire city. This is a little complicated. It is a little weak in halacha. You have to get the hagadara, the parameters of these halachas, of these mishpatim. Here it really applies. You have to find out what the laws are. You have to know what the law is and how it fits together with the halacha. So let's try another eitzah. The third eitzah, the third possibility we had, was bailus b'tfisas yad. If there is somebody who owns all the houses in the city, this was the situation in the times of the Rishonim in many places, the other Na'ir actually owned all of the houses. But he has to have tfisas yad. He has to, b'foil, actually be using the house at this point in time. That you usually will not find. That you usually will not find. That you will have a situation where the owner of the whole city also has some item which is used for storage in each one of the houses in the area. This is not a very good possibility for a citywide Eruv. But now we have a fourth possibility. Now I want to introduce a chiddush. There is a rivash. We are going to use the rivash. It was brought in the Marma Kermis. We are going to use the rivash as a possible answer to this problem. When describing bitule rishus, when one yid gives over his permission, his quasi-ownership in the chatzar to another yid to allow that yid to carry, the Gemara describes it as rishus chatzeroi bitel, rishus besoi lai bitel. He only gives over his quasi-ownership in the chatzar. His house he keeps to himself. In regards to renting from a goy, we see a similar thing. The Lashon, in the Rishonim, how to do sirus with a goy, the Rishonim say, you give him either pachos mishava pruta, an item of food, if you are doing it on Shabbos. You can even do it on Shabbos because it is not a real sirus, it is not actually renting his permission. The Rambam said a Lashon that it is like a heker. The Rashba and the Tosfos said it is like a matana l'taltel, it is a gift the goy is allowing you to carry. It is not really a transfer of ownership, therefore it can even be done on Shabbos. You give the goy an item which has some value, and you tell him, Ze avur schar chatzerecho. This I am giving you in payment for your chatzer, for your courtyard. The goy knows that he's going to use the courtyard later. Doesn't bother him in the least. And even so, the Rabbanan said, this is going to work. It is considered that you got his quasi-ownership in the chatzer. Of course, here again we see that it is only his permission in the courtyard that is necessary. You don't need permission to use his house. Schire v'lekitoi, asking him to use his house to put something down, was necessary in order that you should be able to rent from him as his shliach, his permission in the chatzar. But if you have his permission in the chatzar, you don't need his permission to use his house. The Rambam says the same thing. He says that schirus is like bitul rishus, renting from a goy is the equivalent to being mevatel, relinquishing your ownership to another yid, from one yid to another. Again, we see that schirus and bitul rishus work in the same way. You are giving over to somebody else, to the yid, the use of the chatzar, of the main general rishus harabin area, the public space. We don't care if you don't have permission in his house. And now the question arises. Maybe it's possible to find a situation where One person has all of the permission in the chatzer. He owns the chatzer and all the houses around and everybody who lives in them, they're just guests by him. They're allowed to walk around. They're orchim. They're allowed to use his chatzer. But the chatzer is his. If that is true, then the chatzer is a rishus hayachid. And we don't have to bother finding out how many people there are in the chatzer and how many goyim and renting rishus. One person owns the entire chatzer. And then you'd be allowed to carry there without any problem. The Rav Ashim Siman Tav Chav Zayin apparently is dealing with such a situation. After going through a very long tshuva describing a situation where the owner of the city, the Adon HaIr, doesn't really own the houses, he's not really in charge. If he can go into the houses, you can use him as a Sira V'Lakite. If he can't go into the houses, you can't. Then the Rav Ashim says, even if you can't rent from him the property of the guy, but you can rent from him the streets, the Rav Ashim states clearly that you are able to ask the Adon HaIr for permission to use the streets. And then the halacha is going to be that you can carry in the streets, but you're not going to be allowed to carry from your house to the street. Since all you rented from the Adon HaIr, from the Sar HaIr, was the streets, you're not going to be allowed to carry from your house because your house is a Rishus HaYachid, and the streets are a Rishus HaYachid. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another. However, if you subsequently make an Eruv amongst all the Yidden in the city, now you're going to be allowed to carry from your houses into the streets because you have an Eruv. And the streets belong to one Yid. He's the one who rented it from the Sar HaIr. If this is true, if this works, you will not be allowed to carry into the goy's house or into his chatzer. But you will be allowed to carry from the houses of the Yidden into the streets and back and forth, vice versa. There are those who wanted to argue that the Rav Ashim is talking about a situation where the owner of the city, the Adon HaIr, does not own the houses, but he does own the streets. If you look through the Rav Ashim, the implication is not that way, although a few times in the Rav Ashim he does state that the streets are his, they are shaloi. But the Rav Ashim says like this, Va'afilu hayu habatim shaloi. Even if the houses in the city would have belonged to the Adon HaIr, then, and he was not retaining his ownership of them, you can't rent from him these houses. The Rav Ashim is telling me that even if he would own the houses, it wouldn't work to rent the houses from him because he already rented them out to somebody else. The implication is that Rav Ashim is talking about a situation where the Adon HaIr does not own the houses. And it is very hard to believe that he would be differentiating that he doesn't own the houses and he does own the streets. Although this is brought down as a possibility. This is definitely a possibility. This did exist in certain countries. However, the Rav Ashim does not stipulate that he be the owner. The Rav Ashim uses a lashon instead. That anybody who has the right to use the house, it is as if it is his in regards to Sirus. This is also the lashon of the Avkas Reichel when describing the Rav Ashim. In a situation where we are relying on Sira Belikita, and we are saying you have permission to use the guy's house. He becomes like a balabas, an owner in regards to Sirus. And this Avkas Reichel says, do not look at the Rav Ashim and say, oh, he said, Shaharishus Shaloi, Shahabatim Shaloi, Shahadrachim Shaloi. The Rav Ashim keeps saying that everything belongs to the Adon HaIr. The Avkas Reichel says you should not make that mistake, because in one or two places it is meduyik in the Rav Ashim that the Adon HaIr did not own the houses. And therefore we can extrapolate that there is a possibility and a probability that he didn't own the streets as well. If this is not enough, we have in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Pei Beis, in Se'if Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Sar HaIr. I'm sorry, in Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Sar HaIr. He begins and says like this, you may not be Seicher from Sar HaIr. It does not work. And then the Ramah interjects, but you can be Seicher the streets from the Sara'ir, and he brings Arivash. And then the Mechaber says, but if the Sara'ir owns or has permission to use the houses, then you may rent from him. The Rama interjects in between the two cases of the Mechaber, implying that he is applying this Rivash, that you can rent the streets from the Sara'ir, even to the first type of Sara'ir mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, which Lech'ira is talking about one who does not own anything. It appears that the Rivash is telling us, at least according to the understanding of the Avkas Reichel and the Ramah, and the Taz in the same place, seems to tell us as well, this heter will apply, you can rent from the Sara'ir, Rishus in the streets. There is only one condition. The Sara'ir has to be able to be Mesalik the Goyin and tell them to go around. He has to be able to close the streets and temporarily, only temporarily, doesn't have to have it permanently, temporarily tell people they can't use it. This the Rivash needs in order to create a certain type of ownership for the Sara'ir on the streets themselves. Then he can be master it, he can rent it to the Yid, and the Yid can make an Eruv. Okay, at this point we have to discuss a few possible problems with this heter. If we have our Tzilus from the Sara'ir on the streets, and we have an Eruv to enable the people to carry out of their houses, we might have a problem that the Gemara tells us the Rabbim, masses cannot be guests by a Yachid. The Gemara says you can't have 10 people considered guests by one person's house. So this might be true in the houses, but there is nothing to say that this is not true in the streets. In a person's house, you can say, you can't make the whole city visitors in this person's house. But in the streets? This is not a private property, this is a public property. And if for some reason we gave him an ownership, it makes sense that the masses can be guests or temporary users of the streets in this place. There is nothing wrong with being a rabbin, that is, orchim, guests, by a yachid, when you're talking about the streets. This will not be a problem with our heter. You might have a problem, however, because in order to carry in this street, you had to have that you rented these properties, the streets, from the Sara'ir. And the Yidden also have rishus to use the streets. If the Yidden have rishus to use the streets, you can't rent from the Sara'ir, because Tosfos on Daf Ayin is mistapik, he has such a suffix, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger also over there on Daf Ayin, Mikiva Eger Paskins, that it is true you are not allowed to use a Schiroi Velikitoi by a Yid. Although by a Goy you can use Schiroi Velikitoi and be Maskir Rishus, by a Yid it doesn't work. You cannot rent away from a Yid his use of the Chatzeres or of the streets without his permission. This could be a problem. However, I wanted to say that maybe we can also be mechalik here. In a person's house, why would Rabbi Akiva Eiger say that you can't be schira v'lekita of a yid? Because in his house, he's living there. And even though you may be the quasi-owner, you might have rented it to somebody else, but if you look at the situation, he's living there. And a yid who lives in one of the houses of the chatzar, even if he's a guest, if he stays for too long, he becomes a quasi-owner of the chatzar. And you have to make an Eruv with him as well. You are not going to be able to rent from somebody else his ownership in the house. Because his existence in the house is problematic. He has a tfisa. He is using a quasi-ownership in the chatzar by being a guest. By a goy, we didn't have this problem. A goy was a takana derabbanan. Min hadin, he didn't have any bailus in the chatzar. Since it was only a chumra, so we can rely on the leniency of Sira Velikite, and we don't care that he stays. But when it comes to a yid, the fact that he's here causes a problem. It causes a rabbin, more than one person who has shlita ownership in this chatzar. I think here as well, if we are talking about the streets, this will not be negeh. It won't be pertinent. Since in the streets at large, when people are walking around, we don't look at them as owners of the streets. So if we rented from the Sara'ir, who we're saying has some sort of ownership of the use of the streets, this yid again could be his guest in the streets. And he does not have to all of a sudden take on the classification of an owner or a somebody who lives here. He no longer has to take on a kvius in the streets. So it could be that he is temporarily using the streets that are owned by the Sar Ha'ir and subsequently rented to one yin for the Eruv. And technically this wouldn't be a problem, even if it wasn't true, because the yin made an Eruv. But it is a problem. Because if you tell me that the Schirus works for the Goyim, and the yin made an Eruv together, we're going to have another problem. If you have one Goy that has a chatzar, a courtyard, his own private chatzar that's open to the streets, you're not allowed to carry in his chatzar because you only rented from the Sar Ha'ir permission to use the streets. You're not allowed to walk into his chatzar. If it's open to the street, you have a situation which is called Parutz L'Makom Ha'asur La. You have your streets where you are technically allowed to carry, open to the chatzar of the Goy where you're not allowed to carry. If so, you are not going to be allowed to carry in the streets anymore. Parutz L'Makom Ha'asur La is awesome. You can carry on this side of the street and not on that side of the street. That's impossible. There has to be a machitza, a wall in between you. However, if we are able to establish that by renting the permission from the Sar Ha'ir, you attain a situation where there is exactly one yid who has permission or ownership of all of the streets in the city, and one goy, or even a lot of goyim, who are parutz, their chatzeres open into the streets, you go back to a situation of one yid and one goy. One yid and one goy doesn't answer. And although until this point I was not willing to use this heter, now I'm going to explain what I hinted to before, why it is possible. At this point we have a whole city which is enclosed, and the Ginas Vardim, which we brought in the Maram HaKremes and the Chassam Sefer in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, I believe, the Chassam Sefer says, brings the Ginas Vardim, the Takonas Chachomim doesn't really apply in Golos. We're all living amongst the Goyim. The Chachamim created this Isser in order that we shouldn't live with them, but we're forced to. We don't have a choice. And maybe I have the permission to extend this Heter a little bit, because this Takana doesn't apply to a citywide Eruv. You can have a group of Yidden over here and a group of Goyim over there in the citywide Eruv. The whole Takana doesn't apply. And although the Chassam Sefer and the Ginas Vardim both said, even though the Svara doesn't apply, but the Gzera applies, you have to be Yotzei the Gzeira of the Chachamim. In our case, we were Yotzei the Gzeira of the Chachamim. We rented from the Sar Ha'ir, the Rishus in the streets. This is what the Chachamim said, go do a Sirus. We did. Once we did the Shuras Hadin, we were Yotzei the Gzeira of the Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, what about the Svara? The Svara, the Ginas Vardim and the Chassam Sefer already told us, the Svara does not apply. What about the second problem we had in the Gemara? The fact that you're going to forget about Erevin. Bitzu Teres Erevin. You don't have that problem here either. Since in order to carry from one house of a Yid to another house, or from his house into the streets, he needed to make an Erev. He needed Erevin anyway. So you don't have Bitzu Teres Erevin. You don't have a problem of forgetting that there is a parsha of Erevin in the Torah. And you don't have a problem of the Svara of the Gzera, because we saw from the Ginas Vardim it doesn't apply to Zmanenu. So these problems will not prevent us from establishing a situation of one Yid versus one Goy in the Chatzar. By one Yid renting the permission from the Sar Ha'ir in the streets, he now becomes a one-on-one with all the Goyim in the city. And in that situation, there are one-on-one Goyim. And as far as carrying from one house to another, that he has to make an Eruv, and with the Eruv all the Yidin are allowed to carry in the streets. I see that our time is going. I don't have time to continue with a few more of the problems and answers that I have, but I can't leave off without telling you the question on this heter, which renders it fairly not usable. If, I'm going to skip to the last possible situation and the problem with this heter. If you have one chatzar where there are two yidden and a goy living in one chatzar, now, you were not able to rent that chatzar from the Sar Ha'ir. The Sar Ha'ir only owns the streets. So you couldn't get permission in that chatzar. And they didn't make an Eruv, because they're two yidden and a goy, and that goy caused them problems, and they weren't able to make an Eruv. That chatzar is going to be usher to carry in. If that chatzar is usher to carry in, and its parus is open to the streets, now you don't have any heter anymore. A heter only applies when it's one goy versus one yid. But when you have two yidden and a goy inside the chaser, that chaser becomes awesome. If that chaser is open to the streets, we go back to having a problem of parutz lemakom ha'asula, that your streets, which technically are okay, are now open to an area where you are not allowed to carry. At this point, the entire city becomes asur to carry in, and we have no heter based on this rivash. Just a remez, a hint, the implication of the rivash that says that this is a possibility implies that maybe there must be an answer to this question, because the rivash wasn't worried about it. In many cases in the Gemara, we talk about walls that fell down, pirtzos that are more than 10 amis wide. We know there's a concept of a chaser that has a pirtza in it, and the rivash said you can be seicha from the Sar Ha'ir, the streets. It's enough. If the rivash said it's enough, why wasn't he worried that maybe there was one chaser that had two yidden and a goy, like we described, which is now going to be asur to carry in, and the streets are parutz l'makom ha'asula? Why wasn't he worried about this? This implies that the rivash might have had an answer to this question. However, after doing a little research, the answer might be that in the times of the rivash, especially in the cities which he was discussing, especially in Istanbul, which was then called Kushta or Kustantina, it was not common at all that there should be chatzeres that were open. They were very worried in those days, they were very afraid of the goyim, and all of the chatzeres had walls and gates and locks. It was very uncommon. It is possible that in the times of the rivash, when they made a city-wide Eruv, it was a much smaller area, it was under control, and they could make sure that it would not have these chisroinus. If so, this chisroin of parutz l'makom ha'asula, the chatzar of two yidden and a goy, maybe it was not a possibility in the times of the rivash, and therefore, in our days and times when it is very common to have such a thing, this heter will not be applicable. Thank you very much, the Kohen Adaf, and looking ahead.